The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A Buffalo man faces charges for the alleged illegal and dangerous use of fireworks. Amherst police say the charges originated Thursday afternoon when they responded to reports of a loud party at a Sweet Home Road apartment complex where over 150 people were gathered in a pool area. As police dispersed the gathering, many of whom were not residents of the complex, an individual was observed firing projectiles from a firework into the crowd. Police arrested 22-year-old Jaquan Montgomery and charged him with reckless endangerment, unlawful dealing with fireworks, and harassment in the second degree. No injuries were reported. A new member may be joining a state ethics committee that is currently facing questions of transparency and constitutional legitimacy. Governor Kathy Hochul has nominated James Karras to join the Commission on Ethics in Lobbying and Government, the panel that was created to replace JACOB, the Joint Commission on Public Ethics that was discarded after widespread reports of political tampering and favoritism. The Karras nomination will go before the Independent Review Committee, which is not subject to open meetings laws and also whose activities are kept confidential. Earlier this year, a court ruled the commission violated the state constitution, a ruling that could be overturned by New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals. The nominee, James Karras, who has had a lengthy law career, most recently served as special counsel to the Speaker of New York City. And recreational swimming is once again open at Olcott Beach on the shores of Lake Ontario. That determination was made on Thursday morning. Buffalo police are asking for the public's help as they investigate a Thursday morning shooting. The incident occurred just before 4 a.m. on the 1400 block of East Elvin Avenue, where a 31-year-old Buffalo man was struck by gunfire. He was taken for surgery. At ECMC, anyone with information is asked to call or text the tip call line at 847-2255. A group is calling for a state policy change they say will make more available naloxone, the life-saving medication that can reverse opioid overdoses. According to the Buffalo News, the group of addiction recovery organizations claims the State Department of Health has an exclusive $21 million contract to purchase the medication sold as Narcan from Emergent Devices. With at least four generic equivalents now available, the group that includes the Buffalo-based Save the Michaels of the World argues a competitive purchasing process would make more doses of medication available at a lower cost. A spokesperson for Governor Kathy Hochul defended the current policy, saying that Narcan is currently the most effective and affordable form of naloxone. And three teenagers faced criminal charges in connection with a series of thefts in Orchard Park. Police responded just after midnight Thursday to a report of youths breaking into and stealing from vehicles on Hidden Oak Court. As the youths were observed fleeing through a wooded area, other officers responded to Ellicott Road for youth stealing from vehicles. A 14 and a 16-year-old were found hiding behind trees and taken into custody. All three juveniles were charged and released to a legal guardian.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, you went to the opera in the summertime and you didn't even have to go to Glimmerglass.
I did not. Actually, three operas in quick succession. And I'm not puffing them up. They really, really were good. Starting with Three Decembers, that was put on by Buffalo Opera Unlimited. Jay Keiki Opera, based on an original story by Terrence McNally. Very enjoyable, high quality. Following that, the United States Army Field Band, of all things, is into opera. And they had The Falling and the Rising over at the Nichols School Flickinger Performing Arts Center. Gorgeous singing. People in combat uniforms with great voices. Who knew?
Well, Irving Berlin used to do that.
Well, he was such a patriot.
He was. Well, you know, the thing about the opera coming in, there is a voracious audience for it and not a lot of opportunities. And if you wait, by the time you hear about it, it's over. You have to leap on these opportunities, not wait to hear what someone says about it.
You're absolutely right. Just two performances. And also, I got to hear Puccini's Suor Angelica put on by a fairly new company called Sotto Voce. also gorgeous singing. And they're going to be putting on Lucia de Lammermoor next spring. So there will be future operas with these three companies. And next time, I advise people to jump on it, as you say, because often you just get two opportunities.
Sotto voce, that sounds sneaky.
Well, for folks who don't know, that's where you whisper, a stage whisper. You know?
Sotto voce. Well, summer is a whole different schedule for the theater. We talked last week about going to see The Winter's Tale at Shakespeare in Delaware Park. Do you know what I noticed as I went in, and I'd not noticed this before, the Terrace Restaurant, that beautiful restaurant over on Hoyt Lake, they had a board out front saying that they would provide you a cheese board and a bottle of wine to take to Shakespeare in Delaware Park. I thought, what a great idea. And then I found out the AKG is doing the same thing, that you can do a variety of things. They'll put together a charcuterie board or whatever you want and a bottle of wine, and you pick it up at the back door or at the restaurant and head on into Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
So you get your picnics provided if you want,
yes,
like the Terrace or the AKG, but I'm setting you up. What about a chair?
You know that I've done this. You can arrange for a chair that you can pay Shakespeare and they will set up a chair for you so you don't have to get there or camp overnight or whatever it is for people to get prime seating. But I thought that that was kind of fun and kind of cool. I then found out that the son of the owner of the Terrace Restaurant is in the show. So I thought, oh, well, that's pretty clever. And I thought the prices were good. I thought they were very reasonable.
They certainly are reasonable, perhaps not as reasonable as Shakespeare in Delaware Park, which is free.
Right.
But
remember, when they pass the hat, how reasonable the cheese board was and how free the show is. The Winter's Tale continuing there. Opening up this week, or you know, starting its performances this week, venture down to Chautauqua. Birthday Candles, which is a play that Vivian Benesch, formerly the artistic director down there, had directed off-Broadway with Deborah Messing. Clever little play by Noah Hadel, and Vivian directing again. Fun for a trip down there. If you were just waiting for your excuse to head down to Chautauqua, wait no longer. Head down for Birthday Candles, a very clever and appealing play. And of course, so marvelous, and we must never take for granted, the Shaw Festival. Have you been into that Spiegel tent yet?
No, I still haven't, but it is on my bucket list because I guess it's going away at the end of the summer.
I heard that they might buy it.
Oh.
Are you not hearing rumors? It's gone so well. They build their own or something. It's this mirrored like bar house. It's not winterized, but it is summerized and... That's funny. Sort of improvised around a scenario, kind of a commedia dell'arte thing going on in there.
Right. Well, I know the actors love it. It's their opportunity to do a little improv and break out of the standard role. So I gather audiences love it, too. I just haven't been. But TC Tim Carroll did challenge me personally to get to the Spiegel tent. So
well, you did goad him. I was there.
Publicly.
You did have it coming. After the award season, you just looked to Broadway for the shows shuttering one right after the other. Looking at the list of what had closed in the last 3 months, it was quite stunning. But of course, every show that closes makes room for another one to open.
Well, I'm not surprised that Illinois is closing after what you said about it last
week. Well, yeah, I'm told that the power of this show is just more than they could sustain, but... The Neil Diamond musical, Beautiful Noise, done, Doubt, done, The Heart of Rock and Roll, Kimberly Akimbo, Lempicka, a whole roster of new shows coming in, and that's what happens on Broadway during the summertime, the whole shift. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.